Cardiff.
Yeah, I was calling about, I guess, blind mailing I got.
Okay, let me see here. Was there a 16-digit reservation number?
Yeah, 2511-4201-0022-8496.
8496?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I have Toy Holland Transport?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And let's see here. The number you're calling from, is this the business line?
It is.
Yes? Okay. And who am I speaking with?
Mark Goodson.
Okay, perfect. And are you still at the 940 Melissa Drive address?
I am. Yes.
Okay, great. So what you had received is an offer for financing, and we have a few different programs here. Is there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
Yep, to buy our next liability cargo insurance, because if we pay it out in front, we get an $8,000 discount.
Oh, okay. Liability cargo insurance. Okay. Perfect. And what does your business do exactly?
We're an auto transport.
Okay. So you have car carriers, that sort of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is it more long haul?
Yes.
Type of transport? Okay. Perfect. Are you the sole owner over there?
I'm the president, yes. I'm the only shareholder.
Oh, okay. Perfect. And how long have you had the business?
Corporation's been around for almost 10 years, but it changed its name and changed its operations 3 years ago.
Okay. Perfect. And do you know how much you would need for the insurance?
About $45,000.
Okay. And is this an insurance that you purchase once a year?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. What was your time frame for needing to get the insurance?
We renew this week, so with or without you, I'm yeah.
Okay.
With or without you, I'm signing a policy.
We work pretty quickly here. Okay. If you weren't able to get the funding, what were you going to just use cash you have for the business, or what was your plan?
No, it's going to pay for the. I get financing. Progressive will give us financing, but we have to pay that $7,000 premium for it.
Okay, I see. Perfect. Okay. And how is your personal credit?
It's better. It's been better. I used to be in the eights, but now I believe I'm in the high sevens or low sevens because my debt to limits is kind of high right now because I'm going through.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Well, what's good about
the corporation's paid X score and done and all that kind of stuff is perfect.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and this particular loan would go on your business credit, which is nice. So it wouldn't add to that debt you have on your personal credit. In terms of revenue, what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
I think right over $300,000. Let me see.
Okay.
I'm going to go and put it in my computer.
Okay.
Oh, I lied. $500,000. $507,000 was last year's.
$575,000?
No, $507,000.
$507,000, okay. And do you think you'll be on track to do that this year? Less or more?
I think we might already be there. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
The years, 16 to 16, 597 so far this year.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Let me one second.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, Amanda. Oh, wait.
I'm going to put you on hold for one second.
Thank you for holding. We'll be with you shortly.
You still with me?
I'm here, yes.
Sorry about that. That was my divorce lawyer. I'm making $300 an hour, so.
Oh, wow, okay. All right.
Tell
now,
me you were going to explain yourself.
Yeah. In addition to the funds for the insurance, do you need funding for anything else?
Not right now. I mean,
we
just barely started factoring.
You did? Okay.
It's only on select accounts. A lot of our accounts are 7-day pay, so cash flow is usually not a problem.
Okay.
But when you do, believe it or not, brand new cars if you work for Union Pacific or UPS, they're the slowest sons of bitches out there to pay. So
yeah.
We wind up factoring the big companies, but the smaller companies pay us pretty quick.
Okay. So, but you wouldn't be able to do factoring for this particular,
right,
to pay the insurance.
Right.
Okay. So
yeah, we're just looking at the insurance. Like I said, it's a $7,000 premium that I save if I pay them all at once.
Okay. So, the way this would work is it would be an unsecured loan. The loan amount that we will approve you for is based off your gross revenue. So we usually will lend 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue. So you are going to qualify for, let's just say, between $50,000 to $75,000, and then you can take the amount you need. So if you only need the 45, you can take the 45, and then we would allow you to choose the term of your choice. Ranges anywhere from
This would be less than a year. Got to have it.
What is that?
So we can do it again next. It would be less than a year. We got to have it paid off so we can do it again the next year. And this is an annual thing.
Yeah. So you can choose whatever term you want, with everything from 3 months out to a couple of years, anywhere in between. So we'll let you know the longest term you've been approved for, and then the highest loan amount. The loans can be paid off at any time as well, and you would receive a discount. The discount varies depending on the program. So that's pretty much how it works in a nutshell. We would look at your bank statements as well as your most recent tax return to approve you. We can approve you within a day and have you funded within same day to a day or two. Does that sound like something that would be
helpful? Yeah, you haven't
helpful?
Scared me away yet.
What's that? I'm sorry.
You said you haven't scared me away yet.
Oh. So that's pretty much how it works.
Okay.
The payback on the loan will pretty much depend on the term you choose. So we see the shorter terms have the lowest overall payback. On top of that, you get a discount paying off early, and because it's a business loan, you get the tax write-offs as well.
Mm-hmm. And what do the interest rates look like?
Yeah, it won't have an APR. Similar to your factoring, there'll be a factor rate. And they usually start about 10 cents on the dollar and go up from there.
Boy, 10%. And then go up from there.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't necessarily be 10%, though, because you...
10% on the dollar. No, 10 cents on the dollar, 10%.
If you're doing a year term, but say you got 10 cents on the dollar, it's 2 years. That's 5%.
Right.
It's not...
Yeah,
I
wouldn't be doing 2 years because I don't want to drag it out to overlap the other one.
Yeah. There's not just...
You want to pay back quickly.
Yeah, you can pay it off any time. There's not just one program, so it's hard for me to say, you know, this is the exact rate factor. We go off your feedback as to what you're looking for in terms of you want the shortest term, you want the lowest overall cost, whoever may be, and we'll give you a few different options and solutions that are going to make the most sense for you.
Okay. I mean, we can keep talking. I mean, if it's if I'm going to pay, I mean, it has to be short term for me. I mean,
right.
If it starts at 10 cents on a dollar, the interest rate is not going to be beneficial for me because that's going to be, I'm going to be paying you $5,000 to save 10 or 7, which is for $2,000, I'm not going to go through the motions.
You may get an additional discount, though, if you pay it off early, too.
Again, we're kind of coming back to that thing. It has to be, I mean, we're talking about 9 to 12 months that I'd be wanting to do this. And if we're starting at 10 cents on a dollar, it's not worth it.
Okay.
If it was long-term, I can understand. If I was paying 5% or 7%, that's fine.
Right.
But, you know, 10% on a total deal, it's not even, like you said, it's not even an APR. It's 10% on the deal, so as you're diminishing the value on that, the percentage rate is actually increasing. So, yeah. I mean, I appreciate your time. Unless I'm getting it wrong, it doesn't sound like a 50.
How much did you think that it would maybe be, or you were willing to pay?
7.25% is the standard that I get from finance companies that finance insurance for us. So that's where I'd want to be.
Who finances insurance? I'm just curious. I'm not familiar with that at all.
I have a company called IFPS based out of Houston that does it.
And they finance insurance. Is that very specific to your industry?
Pretty much so, yeah.
Okay.
People don't have $60,000, $70,000 to pay their premium.
No, they don't. They don't. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be 7.25%.
Yeah.
But you would have the early payoff discount, so.
Right. Okay.
I'm not sure.
I don't think we're going to be a match, so.
Are you looking to purchase any car carriers in the future?
We might do some. We're looking at adding another unit here in probably about 3 to 4 months. But again,
okay.
10%.
Ooh. No, we don't. It's not 10%. That's the unsecured loan. Our secured financing starts at about 3.99. The loan that we're discussing is completely
willing to talk about.
Yeah, the loan that we're discussing is completely unsecured. So therefore, there's a lot of risk involved, and that's why you're going to see that it starts at 10 cents on the dollar.
Right.
But can we reach back out to you when you're looking to bring on the equipment?
Sure thing.
Okay. Maybe in a couple months.
That'll be great.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, Mark.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.